when you say different people chant the mantra, they will chant different, the vibration of that sound will be different. Mm-hmm. Even if you sing or recite it, at that time also same mantra will have different vibrations. So how does, so all the sound may be the same, but the sound word choices will be the same, word sequence, but the vibrations are different. So here there is a fundamental matter of semantics. The vibration, as we use it, if words have words have technical meanings and they have general meanings. Just like a scientist, while doing an experiment, you say, I've run out of energy. And the assistant will come out, the battery will discharge, you replace the battery. So the same scientist will come back home and look at the that's a very different energy. It's a very different energy. Five megagrams or whatever. So the energy is the same, but the meanings are different in two contexts. So when you are using the word vibration, you are largely associating it with the physical vibration and the physical frequency at which that vibration is produced when a mantra is chanted. So definitely, there is difference, say, when you or I chant the mantra, or if I chant the mantra or I sing the mantra, there are different vibrations. But the real potency of the mantra is not in the physical vibrations. The mantra has a non-physical component. And that non-physical component has got nothing to do with the frequency at which it is vibrating at a physical level. In fact,
words have inherent
potency. Yeah, one of the. So it said that if it were dependent only on the frequency, then the spiritual would become a function of the material. Some people can sing nicely. Some people just can't sing well. So does that mean that those who can't sing well are to be spiritually deprived? Is because they don't have the singing ability, or if the elevation of consciousness depended on the sound being produced at a particular physical frequency. What if certain people's throats are made in such a way that they can't produce that frequency? And are they going to be different? There is actually, in the spiritual realm, there is democracy. Now, whatever be our material qualification or limitation, that is irrelevant to our spiritual. So, whatever way we utter the mantra, in fact, in the tradition itself, there are three ways of uttering mantras. It's mental, then it is whispering, and it is loud. So, all three are considered different. At different times, different are recommended. Especially, this time, loud chanting is recommended because that helps better focus for us who are disturbed. But these three, all three are considered potent. But in these three cases, if you consider, the frequency of vibration is going to be entirely different. So the potency of the mantra doesn't depend on the physical frequency of vibration. The potency of the mantra is inherent in the mantra. And whatever we chant the mantra, if that mantra connects with our consciousness, that means we hear it, we contemplate it, then that connection through contemplation, that is what leads to elevation. Specific frequency of vibration is in that. Thank you for your thoughtful questions.